This is Xandra with customer support, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you today?
Yes, I called way earlier today. I talked to somebody. They said that I needed a three-way call with my bank because I opened up an investigation, a fraud investigation on what I was being charged for because I didn't know what I was being charged for. They explained to me that I bought something and I didn't read the fine print or whatever, and I got hooked up with a monthly subscription to whatever, and you guys have been charging me money only 2 months. They said they would give me a 50% refund, and I was like, that's fine. Yeah. They're like, we can't do that now unless we have a three-way call with your bank. I've called 5 times. It says your wait is less than 2 minutes. I've been on the phone for 15 minutes each time. Then I hit the 3 button to have a call back. I finally get a call back. The lady I was speaking with was a little abrupt. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm a supervisor. I understand. I got a lot of employees. I'm trying to figure out how I can get this taken care of because you guys can't stay on the line while I three-call part of my bank. But when I call my bank and then I three-party call you guys, it said you got less than 1 minute to wait, and we were on the phone for 20 minutes, and she goes, I can't wait any longer. And okay. I need to figure out how I can take care of this. I can have my bank, you know, I can unlock my card because my card's locked now because I didn't know what's going on, and drop the tell them not to worry about it, that I take care of it. But all I keep getting is somebody abruptly on the other line tell me they can't help me unless they're on the phone with my bank and I got to call my bank first, and then no one answers on that side, and my bank can't wait that long, and you guys can't wait for me to call my bank. So it's like a never-ending cycle today. And I've okay. pretty much been calling since my bank opened at 9 this morning. You guys are okay. 2 hours different. She told me that I called later in the day, and I'm like, that's probably the last time I called, but I've called like 5 times.
Okay.
And
so
I've
let me
never gotten through at
okay,
once.
So let me pull up the order, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find I called him earlier. I had the case number right there. And this lady called. This lady called me back hot customer service.
From this place?
Yes. And they're like, we need a 3-party call with your bank. But we can't wait on the line while your bank. You have to have them wait on the line for us.
Oh.
We did for 15 minutes. 20 minutes. I'm like, they said they were going to give me a 50% refund, and I'm like, just refund my 50%. I'll eat the rest of it and call my bank and call it good. And now I'm like, earlier I was like, can I speak to the supervisor? We don't have any supervisors on staff. And I'm like, then I asked again when they called me back, can I speak to the supervisor? And they connected me to a supervisor. So I'm talking to the supervisor now, which... Yeah, I'm jumping through hoops. It's like, oh, we'll call back Monday morning. I'm like, so I got to call back at your convenience when, and then if my bank can't wait for you,
yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, they canceled my subscription, which I don't even know what to subscribe for. Should read the fine print, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, very. And so, Lord knows what's going on. Now, I mean, the phone number straight comes up as a spam risk. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'll post this thing on what my boss said. I'll post their website on what my boss said, and they'll blast them. But I had like five of those, and now 2 of them are gone. The one that had my case number on it.
Where did it go?
I trying to contact them. I can show you on my phone. I've called them like 6 times. And then the lady told me the last time I called and was like, no, the last time you called was this. I was like, no, I called you 10 this morning when I talked to you. Remember?
Yeah.
It was around 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I have no idea where the other two went. The one with their number and the case number. It's awesome. It's awesome. I have no idea.
Like chickens and dogs, but
yeah. Yeah, I love them too. I'd be in my sweat. No, because I called them after that.
Okay, so I do thank you for holding. I'm looking at the history on this call, and I'll be right back with you, okay?
Yep.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm muted right now. Get the fuck out. Unbelievable. So frustrated. This has been like, once again, it was like 2 Fridays ago. That's been my whole Friday.
Okay, sir, so I'm back. So I did ask my supervisor if there's anything else we can do for you, but based on the company's policies, there's nothing we can do without the bank on the phone. And again, this is a customer service call center, so we have to follow the company's protocol.
Okay, so...
Talking to your supervisor,
I had my bank on the phone for 15 to 20 minutes.
So
and
what
then they
they're
were
saying
like,
is...
We can't wait any longer.
He's saying the bank can just call directly. So you can maybe avoid that wait time. The bank can just call directly.
But then the bank has to wait. Like, I've called 6 times today and waited over 15 minutes, 20 minutes every time.
So I have no control over it. I understand your concern, but there's nothing I can do because my supervisor is saying that's all we can do at this point.
Well,
You are speaking to a supervisor, but I have a supervisor as well.
Yes, we all do. So how can I resolve this? I mean,
he is suggesting that you have the bank call. Give the bank the number to the call center, and the bank can call on your behalf to avoid having you setting up the three-way.
So if my bank tells me that they can't call and wait 15 minutes and you guys don't pick up in 15 minutes, where do I go from there?
I'm not sure. The only thing you can do is have the bank try. And he did recommend that you ask the bank to call in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm just going to pretty much lose all my money.
Okay. Well, I'm letting you know what we can do for you. Like I said, this is a third-party call center. We can't deviate from the company's policy.
What they told me they could do was refund me 50%.
Mm-hmm. I do see all of those notes on the calls where you called in, but the bank has to be on the phone since you filed the dispute. And at this point, that's all we can do because you filed a dispute and there's nothing else we can do at this point. We have to follow the company's policies.
And you're a third party. So they did give me the number or the website. www.amazingpremiummarket.com, correct?
One moment. I have to check that contact page. Hold on.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? What, my bank's going to call them? It's fucking ridiculous.
Okay. So as far as the support email for that particular company, is that what you wanted?
Well, that was the one that they gave me earlier.
Mm-hmm. Support at try. I'll just have to repeat it because I can't remember every detail of what you just said. Support at trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com. That's their customer service email. And that is for the Stealth Pro Tactical Bag.
I didn't buy a Stealth Pro Tactical Bag. I bought gloves.
Okay, hold on one moment. Let's see here. I think that's the same. That is the same company for the bag and the gloves.
I didn't buy a bag.
It's for the bag and the glove, the customer support line.
What is
they make the same
what?
Product. Support at trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com. That's an email address for customer support.
Okay, can you give me back my case number again? Because I can't. It was KC something.
Okay, one moment.
Support at try get your deluxe what? I'm like, this is so spammy. I'm so pissed off. Because that's not what they gave me earlier. Earlier they gave me www.amazingpremiummarket.com. It's a bag of lies.
Okay. So in regards to what I see here, I don't see the number that you're referring to. I see your cancellation number.
Uh-huh.
And the cancellation number for today is C as in Charlie, 262.
Yeah.
336323.
Wow. I'm just a little upset because all this information you're giving me is totally different than the information they gave me earlier.
Okay. So earlier you may have been speaking directly to the company. I'm not sure, but we're a third party call center. And this is the information I see here. The based on the last charge that you incurred on October 29th for the product that you received. That is the cancellation number, and that's the reference number.
And their number is, 877? Can you give me that number again? Or I can look it up again. It doesn't matter.
Okay, yeah, it's you're probably going to have to look up the number because we answer the phone for over 100 companies. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Milks, that's what all the information I have at this point, so you can let your card and company know that this is a third-party call center, and we don't have any other recourse other than having them call in.
They
can call in on
guys?
Your behalf. Yes, they're your financial institution.
You.
Call
and
the
customer. What's your guys' number?
I'm sorry?
What's your guys' number?
I would suggest you call the number that you just called in to get back through.
Because your number pops up as a 925 number, and it says spam risk.
I don't see the number, sir. I'm sorry. I'm at a call center at a workstation. So the calls are generated through the computer. So there's no way I can give out a number.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling customer support. And just have the company call back. That's the only way we can resolve it for you. Or you can email them to see if they will respond to your request for information.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for
thank
calling
you
customer
for,
support.
Thank you for a great Friday. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.